Chapter 3. The Three Golden Keys. Intention, traveling with what is truly needed, and trusting God. Yahya and Fatima had a wonderful time that afternoon building a pretend Kaaba, learning about the meaning of Hajj, and practicing related virtues. Fatima thought to herself, "Why should I ever go back to saying anything mean at all now? I am practicing how to have a perfect Hajj, one day, God willing. But right now, in my everyday life, I'm on a journey too." Yahya felt like being extra generous to his grandmother and Fatima that night. He made everyone some mint tea before bedtime. "Oh God, please let me be generous always," he prayed before closing his eyes. Fatima woke up the next morning to the sound of someone on the front porch swing. Worried that Yahya had already opened the Hajj photo album, she jumped out of bed and ran out the door. "Don't worry, Fatima, I waited for you," smiled Yahya as he held the clothes album in his hands. The children then excitedly flipped to the pages of the next section. At first, they were a bit confused. There was a picture of grandfather standing next to his brother, their great uncle, with his arm around his brother's shoulder in a loving embrace. It didn't appear that this picture had anything to do with Hajj. Maybe it was a mistake. But then they discovered a note attached to the backside of the photograph which read, "Dear children, getting ready for Hajj in the right way is extremely important. Let me explain. This is a photograph of me and my brother. Many years ago, I hurt his feelings very badly. In a moment, I'll tell you why I needed to find him after all those years and say that I was so very sorry for hurting his feelings. Let's pretend you have just received an invitation in the mail to visit the greatest king in the whole world. In the letter, you find three golden keys which will be used to open doors which can bring you closer to reaching the king. These are the first golden key of intention, the second golden key of living with what is truly needed, and the third golden key of trusting God. This king is unlike any other king because he only cares about your invisible heart and definitely not about your fancy clothes. In order to visit him, he asks that in your invisible heart, you have one reason alone for coming to see him. This is what we call intention, the reason for doing something. What do you think the intention of visiting the greatest king of all, who is God, should be? Can you picture the first golden key of intention in your hand? This first key is for making your intention right, by polishing away all wrong reasons for wanting to visit the king, as well as for trying to clear away all past mistakes which are still weighing heavily on your hearts if you have not yet asked forgiveness. To shine your heart in preparation for the journey, you must clear away any wrongs you did in the past to other people. Can you think of people you need to apologize to? Can you try to correct any mistakes you made or return anything you borrowed? You will need to ask God to forgive you for anything wrong you did in the past or at times for not doing what He asked of you. Next, ask yourself, why do I really want to make the journey to visit the king? Are you sure it's not to show off to your friends so you can tell them you went on a trip to visit a famous king? That would be terrible. So look into your hearts carefully, and if you see a wrong reason, don't worry, because you can pick a good reason to put in its place. Use your first golden key of intention to unlock the door of a pure intention or having a good reason. Great work. You're in. You got through the first door. Now, your intention for visiting the king, meaning God, is to show how much you love him. You did your best with this key by righting your wrongs, asking for forgiveness, and replacing wrong reasons with right ones for wanting to travel to be with him. Congratulations. Well done. Close your eyes and imagine bright light shining from the second golden key of living with what is truly needed. How can you use this key on your journey to the king? Many years ago, I told you a certain story from Imam al-Ghazali's Book of Knowledge. In it, a boy goes out to sea with everything he owns in his boat, but when a storm comes along, the boat tips over, and everything spills over into the sea. All that he owns sinks to the bottom of the ocean, except his invisible heart and what was inside of it. Children, go outside and build a toy boat and add some small paper toys inside. Imagine setting out to sea in this boat to visit the king, but then pretend a storm comes and tips over your boat. All your toys sink, but you float to the top and live. You get a second chance to journey by boat, but this time, you pack only what will benefit you when the boat sinks. Ask yourself, what are the most important things that I need to carry with me always? Our bodies are like boats, filled with all we are attached to in our lives. When we die, nothing can come with us but our golden hearts. All that we can carry into the next world are the good deeds we have done and the quality of our hearts. So after I received my brother's forgiveness, I decided to donate many of my extra good clothes, tools, and furniture to people who needed them more than I did. I was living with more clothes and tools than I needed. This is the second golden key of living with what is truly needed. I did this because I saw that I cared too much about my fancy things, and I would soon be leaving all of them behind anyway. So just as we only take our bare necessities with us on the Hajj trip, we should try to do the same with our daily life journeys as well. Look in the luggage you brought to your grandmother's home. What did you really need for your trip? What can you do with all your extra things? Now, I know what you are thinking. We have one golden key left. What is it about? With the third golden key of trusting God, we are going to try to think about our love for the King or God alone and saying yes to what He asks us to do, even if we don't yet understand it. Sometimes we call this surrender. We trust God gives us what is best for us because His love for us came before our love for Him, and He knows everything. We all need to keep this third golden key of trusting God with us on both our life and our Hajj journeys. This is because we'll be asked to do many forms of worship called rituals, to which we will need to surrender. That is, to simply and joyously do as we are asked. We get to learn about these forms of worship and think deeply about their meanings, but sometimes we don't understand them completely. We need to pack trust in our hearts to visit the King. Practicing this kind of Islam or surrender to God in our everyday lives will give us a feeling of peace. So keep in mind that we need to keep using all three golden keys. Pack those in your heart luggage carefully. Did you see the photograph of your grandmother looking beautiful in a simple white headscarf and dress? More than just beautiful on the outside, she has always been beautiful on the inside. She was exactly the kind of person I needed to travel with on the Hajj, and also in my life. We joined a group of other people on Hajj who cared about their invisible hearts too, and we all helped each other. Don't forget that, children. Choose your friends wisely. Tell me who you travel with, and I will tell you who you are. Well, that was a lot. Let's have some fun playing. Love, Grandfather.